The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Weekend. Here we are at the start of the holidays, officially just a couple of days until we'll all be celebrating Thanksgiving. Hopefully you have either a shortened schedule or you're flat out off for a few days so you can enjoy it with your family, friends, or just relaxing somewhere, but having a chance to partake in some turkey and some stuffing and some other of the side dishes, let's say, that you often get at a Thanksgiving table. I've had many disagreements with people on what is traditional, and I guess everybody's tradition is different. I always thought it was mashed potatoes and corn and cranberry sauce and stuffing, of course the bird, pumpkin pie, just really simple kinds of home-cooked stuff. But now I think people add a lot of other things, bean casseroles, you know, string bean casseroles and other things to it. I like to focus on just those couple of main terrible food groups. Somebody said, what about a salad? Oh, are you kidding me? Let's add a giant salad on top of that. I guess I agree with the just green beans. It'd be good to get some greens in there. But I don't know about the whole casserole thing on top of everything else that you're eating. I suppose it depends how many people are at the table. If you have a giant crew you're feeding, you know, maybe. And if people are so picky now, maybe somebody doesn't like all the carbs and they want something else. And yeah, the rolls. You got to throw in the rolls too. All right, before we get there, though, there are so many things happening, and this week is surely going to be a big week. Could be the finality of the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri. Certainly, they're gearing up for it law enforcement-wise in Ferguson and in St. Louis and in some other areas just generally in Missouri. But even beyond the borders of Missouri, other police departments are looking at the possibility of having riots or protests. Now, I like to think that people are good people and have the right to protest, so I hope it's just peaceful protests. And I think some people would like to just do that, be able to protest if they don't agree with whatever is decided by the grand jury. And I think that's fair. People should be allowed to express themselves. The problem is the nuts, the others that would do something to harm cops or the National Guard or whoever, the FBI, whoever happens to be in the area watching for something untoward to happen to the people, like last time in Ferguson, looting and vandalizing, and that's too bad because it's the small business owner in that town that ends up paying the price, and they shouldn't because people want to protest. Protesting peacefully is great. Harming people in the community is so wrong. So wrong. And credit to Michael Brown's family. When all that happened the last time, how many times did I hear them say, this is not honoring his memory. We don't want to see this. Please don't do that. Absolutely, we love the fact that people are calling us and telling us they're not happy, but not throwing Molotov cocktails and shooting guns in the air and all that kind of stuff. So you get it. In Buffalo, while they're waiting to hear what happens in this very high-profile case, they have other things on their mind as well, including after digging out of massive snow up to 7 feet and more in some areas, the very big concern over flooding because now that snow is melting. And so what do you do with melting snow? It turns into raging water in some cases. And if you, and I have seen some of this video, this is radio, but picture in your mind, if you will, just giant mounds of snow covering even the front doors of people's homes where they're digging out. People are helping them dig out. Now you have all that snow, and where is that snow going? And what about buildings that are collapsing under the weight of the snow because of the snow also sucking in the rain. Awful. I mean, it's so crazy that there was a Buffalo man who rented a snow tractor, not just to remove snow, but mostly to take his pregnant wife to the hospital because he was so worried they wouldn't be able to get through. And thought, well, this is what I have to do. How am I going to get through? This is the only way to be able to do it. Let's hope these poor people are not dealing with conditions where they find themselves floating in water and their house is so bad that they then try to climb up onto the roof. There have been a lot of sandbagging going on after the shoveling. There's lots and lots of sandbagging as well. Sad story from Afghanistan as we are negotiating to leave more troops there. 45 people dead as a result of simply going to a volleyball game. Can you imagine that? It's a weekend. Let's go to the volleyball game. Let's watch our kids. Let's play a little bit. 45 killed, 60 others wounded. What happened? Suicide bomber attacking a crowd who were simply watching the match. Could there be anything worse than that? That many people, close quarters, that's what happens. It has happened before, by the way, at a volleyball game in Pakistan. The timing is interesting because as that was happening, the negotiations are continuing and I think pretty much wrapped up to leave NATO and the U.S. leaving more forces in Afghanistan. The parliament there in Afghanistan agreed to allow it to happen, after 2014, because it was supposed to be 2014, we are out of there. We're out of there. But now it's not realistic because we see what's happening in Afghanistan. And boy, I'll tell you what, we just move from one piece on the board to another piece to more and more problems. The president over the weekend said an interesting thing. As the handicapping has certainly begun for 2016 and a lot of people trying to put their finger on whether Hillary Clinton is served by the president's immigration executive action or hurt by it, I did the show the other night where I talked about I think it hurts her because I think it hurts her in the sense that how many of the people, the Hispanic people who will be helped by it will actually go and vote. They have to be registered to vote. If that happens, then that's more numbers. That favors the Democrat, especially in heavily areas where you have heavy Hispanic populations like Texas, like Florida, although you've got the Cubans and they're mostly conservative. But I think it hurts Hillary Clinton. Some people would disagree with that. And I thought it was interesting what the president said in an interview he did with George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week when he was asked about the American people and that, you know, the poll numbers and all that kind of stuff. And Obama said, when you've been president for 6 years, you know you've got some dings. You know they're probably not going to be looking at me to campaign too much. And he said, I think the American people, they're going to want to find that new car smell. They want to drive something off the lot that doesn't have as much mileage as me. I have to admit, I thought that was kind of funny. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Regina Lewis from USA Today. We've talked to her before about a couple of different things, and this time is no different. She has some interesting things to say. You know, last time we were talking about the technology and the overload of technology, which has happened to me, where you have so many people that are on so many devices that they pretty much just explode. And you run out of bandwidth, and everybody has a hard time. They're trying, they're hitting it. Well, I don't understand. Why can't I get it? Why can't I get this on? So we'll be talking to Regina coming up here shortly in our next segment on America Tonight. Can you believe that we're in that final stretch of the year? Once we hit Thanksgiving later this week, you know, then it seems like the gas, you really hit the gas, because we're coming up on the tail end of 2014 and then swinging into 2015. So we'll have all kinds of end of the year stories and what were the biggest stories. We'll have our turkeys coming up in our next show, the biggest turkeys of the year. Who did you think were the biggest turkeys? Boy, it's pretty easy, I think, to put together any kind of a list, because there are so many things that happened this past year that you could really, really look down and say, yeah, I think I put them on the turkey list. And, you know, the president, I was talking about the president when he said, this is the tradition that no matter what party you're from, you always pardon a turkey. So I'm sure that they'll do that at the White House. And speaking of politics and political people, the former D.C. mayor, Marion Barry, died over the weekend, dead at the age of 78. He was elected. This is a he had a crazy relationship with this District of Columbia. He was elected four times as the city's chief executive. He was a council member for 15 years. And, of course, at one point he was on the Board of Education. He became such a big symbol of politics and helping the poor and giving them a leg up and doing what he could to empower people, actually. But then he was on the other side of it like crazy when it came to drugs and alcohol. He was busted in 1990, this crazy surveillance tape that had him smoking crack cocaine and a drug sting, the FBI and the Washington cops. And that footage was pumped out everywhere. He was convicted. He served 6 months in prison. And then he ended up becoming the mayor again. They elected him again in 1995. Then they stopped him again, the police, in 2002. They found traces of pot and coke, but they didn't arrest him. It was just traces. Then he jumps back on the city council, and you get it. I mean, he was one of those guys that... I mean, really, he had a nasty reputation for getting into all kinds of terrible trouble, especially when it came to drugs or things with women or alcohol. And then he would be out there, you know, rolling up his sleeves, trying to help some of the poor people in his city. And he got a lot of praise for that, a lot of praise for that. But not for the other side, the flaws, because the flaws were certainly there. And it's wild that he could bounce back. You know, people say, are Americans a forgiving nation? And some would say yes, and some would say, well, depends. In the District of Columbia, they were very forgiving when he fell down. When he personally fell down, they were willing to lift him back up again. How's that? In the meantime... Speaking of being lifted back up, one of the more interesting things I saw over the weekend that, you know, didn't really get as much coverage as it did probably last week, or maybe I shouldn't say that, is this whole thing with Bill Cosby and the fact that you have America's TV daddy. Remember the Cosby Show? Could there have been anything bigger than the Cosby Show and all the people who were part of that crew? The Cosby crew, I mean, just domination, and probably could still be on the air for how popular it was. But now the headlines, just like Marion Barry, like I was saying, flawed, but this is sickening flawed. At least 15 women are speaking out. They're accusing the cause of sexual misconduct. And most of them have to do with drugging, that they put pills in their drinks, and then they woke up and they were assaulted, and those kind of things are being told. All kinds of people, from a supermodel, a former supermodel, Janice Dickinson, to so many others. The stories are brutal. And Cosby's lawyer is saying they're innuendos, and how can these are allegations? And you know, everybody is dropping him because he was sort of making a comeback. And NBC had something planned with him. Netflix had something planned with him. He was supposed to do a Las Vegas stint, and that was pulled. So a lot of clubs, a lot of television opportunities are all going away. And, you know, the thing about this Cosby deal is with these increasing numbers of sexual assault claims against him and the lawyer saying, oh, it's ridiculous and the media should stop airing unsubstantiated fantastical stories. It doesn't make any sense that they're doing that. And the span is incredible. The span that we're talking about. I think the thing here is there is no... People want to hear what he has to say, but there is no answer to that. They're not saying, there's nothing coming out of there except for, this is ridiculous, the lawyer saying that. Even TV Land, they were talking about the reruns of the Cosby Show. They have aired the Cosby Show. They just removed it from the programming schedule. Just took it off. And they're not even answering questions about it. Because all of a sudden it just mysteriously disappeared off the tube from there because they had it on. So this controversy from this beloved comedian to sexual predator, I think it's just going to continue. I think there may be even, who knows, some more people that come out. And the lawyer can deny it all he wants. And, you know, hey, there's nothing that's going to happen in court. So that's the thing. With nothing happening in court, there's no answer. And I guess that's what it is that we search for those. I think we search for those answers. All right, quickly, let's go to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, you did not win Nail the Score.
I know, but 'tis the season to keep your breath shiny and your powder dry. You know, I mean, come on. There's a lot of other things. I went to one extreme, and I should have went to the other extreme with my score.
Yeah, boy, I know. That was a tough one to pick, though. It's crazy how it ended up 19-3.
It's all crazy. It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, I mean, the football, like I kept saying, it's pretty much depictive of what's going on in society, too, as well. So.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the scores, you can't make sense, real sense out of all of it, you know.
Especially, no, I agree.
Especially if you use some stats. I ever give you my impression of being a cop? I mean, when I got out of the Army, I could have been a cop. Fully combat trained, you're pretty much automatically up for taking, you know, civil service test and becoming a cop. But the only thing is I don't have the patience, you know, and you got to really respect police officers. They have to have a lot of patience.
Oh, no kidding.
Because, you know, they're actually psychiatrists out there. Armed psychiatrists, but they're psychiatrists because, you know, they have to deal with the public, get the story, calm the person down and all that.
Right.
But if I became one, it'd be more or less like this. Bang. Freeze.
Hope. Yeah, you hope that happens, yeah.
That's my patience level.
Yeah. I think it'd be tough to be a cop. I do. I agree with you. I've had some police officers in my family, and some of the stories are unbelievable that I've heard. I mean, these are good guys that I really trust. I don't think they're exaggerating and making stuff up, and I can't believe what they go through.
Oh, well, true. I mean, you can go to the other extreme, emergency room people. They've got stories too. So, you know, I mean, between the two of them, and they're both working, you know, that a full moon hour shift that the nut jobs come out in. So.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I love it. Hey, Grimm, thanks. Sorry you didn't win this time, but hey, we're doing Nail the Score, an early version, so it'll happen in our next show because of the holidays. So next show, Nail the Score in our second hour, last segment of our second hour. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Or, you know, I don't know, maybe 95. You know, three people in my family have lived deep into their 90s. Could you afford to live to be 100 years old? This is a great topic. Regina Lewis is a consumer reporter for USA Today. We love Regina. She's in our virtual green room. Hopefully she has all her devices off because, remember, last time we talked about that, we don't want anything to crash here. Regina, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you.
So what are the odds? I mean, let's roll this out. What are the odds that somebody alive today will live to be at least 100?
Well, they're still really slim, less than 1%. Although living to 85 has increased significantly and, you know, doubled since the 70s, especially for females. So there's no question we're living longer. Whether you make it to 100, you know, kind of careful what you wish for. But it does beg the question, have I modeled, if you will, against that kind of longevity? And for the most part, I hate to say this, people haven't. They sort of assume, you know, give or take, I'll retire, live a few years, you know, 60s, 70s, that'll be that. Not so, which is a good thing. It's just that we've made it a bad thing because we haven't adjusted accordingly.
Yeah. You know, it's... some of this has to do also, and we know this is a different, kind of a different sidebar here, but a lot of it has to do with, we see the health changes, the things that are happening with people. So I don't think it's uncommon to believe anyway, and certainly not like it used to be decades and decades and decades ago, that with technology and the other things that are happening with people, that a lot of us would live at least deep into our 80s. You know, you certainly see that crowd a lot, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's funny because as part of some of the reporting I've done on this, I spoke with a chiropractor, and I said to him, I asked him just flat out, like, okay, so what about living to 100? And he said, you know, it's so interesting that you raised that, because I asked my clients that, and they have mixed emotions. Some of them, you know, if they're there with a hip or a back issue, they say, no, I'm not sure I'm up for that, which is such a shame because essentially they're discounting their own longevity because they feel like, yeah, that's going to be a tough go. And so preventive health care and really rethinking retirement, which is not just, I mean, pensions are few and far between these days. They really do have to have an individualized approach. So if you think about the next generation, because they're so personalized, they have their Facebook, they have their Instagram, they have their Twitter feed, they're so individual. Well, guess what? It's time to take a page out of their playbook and reimagine your retirement, because it is not one size fits all anymore.
But yeah, absolutely. And along those lines, what are some of the common mistakes that people make while they're doing their retirement planning? We've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah, so I work with CII CREF, and they work with, you know, some of the smartest people in the world, right? They work with the professors at major universities. They're known for running the 401ks for colleges and universities. And so I thought, well, you know, they should know. And it's very interesting because when you look at some of their studies, a lot of it tracks back to denial, just general human behavior. I'd rather plan my vacation than my retirement. And there is this visceral reaction to, yeah, feeling anything that is uncomfortable potentially long term. You almost want to wish it away. And so they've done a lot of smart modeling, and you can go to their website along with many others that are free. And I think running the numbers is really instructive, because what happens is you discount compound interest. So if you automate it and you say, okay, here's my retirement fund, whether I have a 401k as a major employer or whether I'm doing that as a small business, what if I, you know, $75 extra, $100, $125 extra a month, depending on your age, and of course, if youth is on your side, that's helpful, and if not, you have incentives to double down after 50. You start to plug in those numbers and play around with it for a few minutes, and you think, my gosh, maybe I wouldn't miss that $100 a month, and it has exponential benefits down the road. So it's really, really worth doing, and I think the calculators are the most telling.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't, you said this, I think a lot of people bury their head in the sand. They don't want to mess with it. It's almost like we don't want to know, but wouldn't it be more helpful if we did know? Because then you said it with, what if you had that extra $100 or money you're not thinking about? You could just put it right into wherever it's going to go.
Yeah,
and that gives you protection.
I think so. I'm all for automation. Okay, so exactly. So TII CREF has a lot of calculators. You can go to TIICREF.org, and you plug in things, and you say, okay, so I'm hard-pressed. I'm living paycheck to paycheck, as many people are. There's a term for it, survivalist. Most people fall into that bucket right now. But especially the Christmas holiday shopping season, where you're going to, like, push the envelope, right? You're going to, like, get every inch out of the buying power you have. If you were to put $25, $75, $125 extra and automate that, like the same way you pay your cell phone bill, your car payment, you'd be amazed the difference that makes. And so it's just very useful to run those numbers, because that's money, if you automate it, you might not miss. I'm not saying that it's, you know, easy and if people have extra, but if you put it in your bank account, you'll spend it. I will. You will. Everybody will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you never see it, it pays dividends down the road. And because this point about will you live to 100, well, even if you live to 85, that is a really long runway and a really long game plan. And you want to, you know, so you're helping your children, you're buying them great Christmas presents, but are you going to be for lack of a better word, a liability down the road? Are you hoping that at least one of your children's some offspring is going to be able to manage, you know, 75 to 95? That's an odds game, right? Now you're gambling, and I think that it's best to hedge.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's best to hedge. And I don't understand why we don't teach. You said, you know, something I think that was pretty powerful. Depending on where you are in the spectrum and listening to this right now, and as I said, we talk about this on America Tonight a lot. If you are younger and you do it, oh, what a gift that is, because there'll be less pressure on your back anyway. And I think we don't teach kids that enough. I think it should be a course that's in school and offered where they really have to take it. It's not an elective. I think, you know, maybe some people would be reached that way. What do you think?
Oh, well, I think it's a great point. I know I live in Virginia. It's happening where it's starting to be mandatory, but it's a new thing.
Good.
And I thought, wow, you know, should you be able to graduate from high school without having basic personal finance? No. But I actually worry about all of us who graduated for the last 20 years who didn't have that mandatory qualification. And I think our teens are living with that. You know, make no mistake, if you are stressed financially, your kids know it. They know. They can feel it. And that's before life circumstances take place, aging parents, divorce, et cetera. It's just a wonderful thing going into the holidays and to either, you know, discuss a certain level of readiness. I'm not saying be a Scrooge and not have presents under the tree, but be realistic. I mean, don't be the parent or grandparent who sets the precedence of, oh, I can't, you know, pay for heat, or, but I put a $300 present under the tree. You know, bad message. So if you're ever going to right size and prompt a communication about, hey, what is our go-forward plan? And guess what? We're really lucky to live in this country. We're really lucky to even have these options and even have this discussion. I think it's now, but it takes a certain maturity and a certain humility.
Yeah, I love that you said that because, you know, this is kind of a weird example because I don't care about celebrities or whatever, but the one thing I read one time when I was on an airplane and there was nothing to read, it was some celebrity magazine or something, but I saw a quote from Jennifer Lopez where she said, people asked, well, you came from a poor background, and how did you do it? And she said, because you know what, when I was growing up, all I could hear in the other room was the bills, the bills, the bills, the bills, the bills.
Yeah.
Meaning that's what she thought of, you know, she loved her mom and everything, but all she kept hearing was the worry over bills, and it really got to her.
Yeah, I mean, it's very stressful. Financial stress is a real thing, and thinking ahead and wishing it away, you know, financial stress, by definition, is easier to deal with when you're young. So you mentioned, you know, all of those parents, myself included, should I borrow against my 401k, my retirement fund to pay for college? Well, guess what? My kids who are privileged enough to be in college, they have time on their side that I don't. And they may or may not be able to make up for it. So you just have to really, really be realistic about it. And that's where I think the calculators, which are incredibly underused, and again, they're free, right? It's not like, oh, well, there's
right.
People who sign up for Fidelity or, you know, Merrill Lynch or even AARP, their members. No, I mean, go to TIAcrest.org. It's free. Play with the calculator and figure out, okay, guess what? $75 extra a month now just keeps you in the game, because I hate to say this, but this is the whole, you know, our adult children are going to inherit our issues.
Yep.
Protect yourself. By definition, if you're over 40, 45, certainly over 50, and over 50, you can start to double down on some of these things. I don't want to say, like, let the next generation spend for themselves, but technology, everything, there's just going to be so many changes that we can't control, but we don't want to be the 85-year-olds that haven't planned for longevity, et cetera. And I just think that takes some discipline right about now that everyone will thank you for it. And it just takes some foresight, some humbling foresight. And I recognize that, which is why no one's doing it. But I bet you your legacy will thank you if you do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Powerful stuff. Regina Lewis, consumer reporter for USA Today. Thanks so much, as always, for coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. And boy, can we. We can count the reasons why we are sitting in a situation, looking at a city in western New York, Buffalo, and crossing our fingers that the 7 feet of snow and better don't completely melt at once and flood hundreds of homes, because that's the way it's looking. Over the weekend, thousands of sandbags were placed around some of those homes and in those neighborhoods to hopefully fend off the mounds of snow that filled that region last week. Record snowfalls for this time of year. You know, it's interesting in talking about snow, and it is about the numbers. Whenever you ask anybody anything about snow, well, how much fell? That's the first thing you'll hear. How much snow? How many inches? Usually you don't even say how many feet. How many inches fell? And that's what you get. How many fell? And there is pretty easy because it was seven or more. And they're talking about New York City possibly getting some snow over Thanksgiving. but it's not definite. It's just looming out there in the forecast. And what they asked the weather guy, how many inches can we expect? All right, in the meantime, in a completely different direction, it's about Lowe's and oil. Have you noticed that gas is a little bit cheaper wherever you live? U.S. oil imports from OPEC are at a 30-year low. I got gas over the weekend, and the gas was, for regular, it was $2.58 a gallon. So U.S. imports of crude oil from OPEC nations, lowest levels in that many decades. The lower dependence on imports from the cartel, which pumps a third of the world's crude, comes in the middle of all these advancements when it comes to hydraulic fracking and whatnot. I think you're going to see a big game changer in the future with oil. In fact, you know, we've had many people on this show to talk about it, to talk about where we are in the oil world in the United States and what we're dependent on. And we see fracking going on all over the place, and what a difference that's going to make. If you went to the movies over the weekend, perhaps you saw somebody, a character named Katniss Everdeen. And if you did, you know what I'm talking about, the Mockingjay. The Mockingjay raking in big bucks, over $250 million. Of course, that's globally. When it's all said and done, it may end up being the biggest haul at the box office for the three different films so far that have been produced, starting with the Hunger Games and whatnot. And now there's another part to that. Of course, it figures they turned the third book into two different movies. So there's still another part to drop. Philip Seymour Hoffman has a big role in that. And I'm not sure if he's in the final installment, but he was in this latest one featured heavily because I think they shot them all at once. So the answer to that question is that he might be in that last one as well, since he was there for the shooting of The Mockingjay. And The Mockingjay isn't the only thing that was popular at the box office. There's still a slew of films that came out a couple of weeks ago, like the Brad Pitt movie, The Fury, which has had a lot of people interested in. They're trickling into the theaters. So now during the holidays, they say the average film that comes out that gets a lot of Oscar buzz or just buzz in general is out, lingers in the box office longer than they have in some of the tail end of the summer movies, the beginning of the fall, where it may be in a theater, a movie may be in a theater for maybe 4 or 5 weeks. Now some of the movies are hanging around for 10, 11 weeks. That's how it used to be. It used to be a movie would come out, and didn't it seem like it was there? Because they didn't make as many. Didn't it seem like the movie was there forever? Like, how many times are you going to see this same movie on the marquee when you go to your local movie theater? You know, you drive around and you go to the mall, because they had so many of them were connected to malls, and it would be the same movie, Disney movie, whatever it was, that would be there forever and ever. It seemed like months. And now, in the winter, in these winter months, and I guess it's because of the holidays, if it's a big movie, it does linger longer. It's there like it used to be, longer than we're used to seeing anyway. All right, this is big news. This is a thumbs-up news, I think, no matter where your politics lie. Gabby Giffords, everyone just kind of took a giant breath, inhaled, when she was shot a few years ago. If you remember when she was talking to people at a local grocery store in her district, she just completed an 11-mile bike ride, which is huge considering where Giffords was and her injuries. The former Arizona congresswoman did a cycling event over the weekend, another milestone in her recovery. That mass shooting was in 2011. There were a lot of people there at the finish line to cheer her on, including her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly. And it was the El Tour de Tucson, riding a recumbent bike, which the recumbent bikes, if you know anything about them, they've got three wheels and you're in that reclining position. Ugh, how anyone can ride them. But she did it. About 9,000 people are part of this race, and she was one of them. And she became, of course, so noticeable, and the notoriety, sadly, for a sad thing that happened when Jared Lee Loeffner opened fire at her meet and greet at a Tucson supermarket that sadly killed 6 people and injured countless others. And since then, though, people very curious about how well she's doing and recuperating. And like I said, she hit another milestone, so that's probably the best thing that we can say here in this version of We Can Count, because it's certainly good to see that. Earthquakes. It wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature. And it's surprising, it's just a small number of people, but 5 people dead after an earthquake hit southwest China. It injured about 50 people, damaged around 25,000 houses, which that's huge. The magnitude, 5.9 on the Richter scale, happened late Saturday afternoon in a mountainous area at a depth of about 15 kilometers. This is out of it's a remote Tibetan region of southwest China. And the China Earthquake Network Center said it had measured the line, or measured the earthquake strength, rather, at a higher magnitude of 6.3. So the people injured, a lot of the people injured were in critical condition and have some of them severe injuries. People were pretty panicked when it hit. They ran out of buildings because, you know, they know what happens as the quake started to shake. They had a devastating earthquake that hit that province in 2008, and I remember that well. Remember that? There was about 87,000 people that were dead or missing. I remember how sad that was when they were digging through all of what was left, trying to find kids and trying to find just anybody that they could come across in the piles that had fallen over taller buildings and whatnot. And there was a school, and that's why the kids, and, you know, just how awful that was. All right, polls. Where would we be without our polls? The Liberal 2016 poll. You're going to love this. Elizabeth Warren beating Clinton by double digits. Yep, the Massachusetts senator, not Hillary Clinton, is the top progressive choice for president in 2016. Clinton doesn't even make second place. 42% favored Warren, and Vermont independent senator Bernie Sanders also edged out Clinton with 24% compared to her 23%. Oh, something to think about on the Democratic side of the aisle. You want to get in touch with the show? The way to do it is go to americatonight.net. Send us an email. Thanks.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.